I try not to be a fuddy-duddy. I know that my mother didn't quite get the Beatles. Her mother didn't quite get Elvis Presley. Bad boys have a way of becoming lovable. I know that lots of people thought that Lenny Bruce was dirty. He was, and that's fine. Artists and even regular people have to talk dirty every once in a while to make a point. But sometimes there is nothing more ridiculous than an adult trying to look hip. Or fly, as they put it nowadays. The people who give out Grammys this week nominated rapper Eminem and his Marshall Mathers LP for Album of the Year. The album has both been lauded for being compelling and clever, and criticized for being bigoted toward homosexuals. The song Kill You goes, "You faggots keep egging me on till I have you at knife point. Then you beg me to stop. Shut up when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Answer me, or I'm going to kill you. My words are like a dagger with a jagged edge that'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or a les, or the homosex hermaphrodite transvest pants or dress. Hate fags? The answer is yes." Maybe I'm just not using the right beat. Eminem's album has sold 8 million copies. Eminem doesn't need a Grammy to be rich or important. Music people suggest that the Grammys may need him to appear fly. Michael Green, president of the Recording Academy of Arts and Sciences, compares Eminem to Lenny Bruce. Eminem is theater, he says. There's no question about the repugnancy of many of his songs. They're nauseating. But it's a remarkable recording, and the dialogue that it's already started is a good one. How do you dialogue when you're having nausea? Joan Gary of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which has considerable clout in Hollywood, doesn't call for a boycott or censorship. She asked recording executives only to consider what doing any kind of honor to bigotry means. It gives kids permission, she says, to use the word fag in a locker room or on a playground. That's where prejudice begins. Eminem, a white man who grew up poor in a Detroit housing project, busts raps that give voice to defiance and self-pity. Last night I took a look at the names of people who tour with Eminem and record his music. A few of them may have become almost rich with his success. Maybe a few of them are gay. A few might even be his friends. Maybe Eminem's talents could be sharpened if a few of his accomplished colleagues told him what it's like to be a young gay teenager growing up in fear of being beaten up by thugs who are infatuated by fag-bashing raps. Real artists, after all, don't just cry out with their own pain. They give voice to others, too. You don't got the balls to beef. Me ain't gonna never stop beefing. I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'm gonna be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit shooting the same. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches, too. You ain't nothing but a girl to me. Bitch, I'm gonna kill you, though. What the f*** is shady? Cause why? Cause shady will f***ing kill you. Said you don't wanna f*** with shady. Why not? Cause shady will f***ing kill you. I'm just playing, ladies. You know I love you. Marshall Mathers.